I'm excited because I've never seen the ideas of liberty as popular as they are now. Now, it's a Tuesday. It's coming up on 2:30. We're going to have Connor Boyack here very shortly. And one of the things coming here from California, and I've lived in Colorado, I've lived in San Francisco, I've lived in Berkeley, I've lived in L.A., I've lived in Orange County, and coming here to Utah, it is a bit of a culture shift. I've really loved it. We're here for the long haul. But of course, one of the things is the predominant faith, because obviously we know this. The state of Utah is almost synonymous with Mormonism, and as such, I don't have a problem with it. I think it's what I've learned, especially from the likes of people like Connor and a few other people, is there's a real strong affinity with that faith. Now, I'm about as secular as, can be. I'm not interested in religion, but I'm just my ethical system just comes from being honest, from empathy, from being good to other people. Well, one of the things that thrilled me as I was getting my bearings here in this state, Connor Boyack is very much LDS, but very much serious about liberty. And, you know, he's written the book, Latter-day Liberty, and it's been a great seller. Well, his next project, he's got his next book out, again, and he and I are very congruent because his next book is exploring, again, from an LDS perspective of liberty, but the idea of responsibility. Well, he's a busy guy. He's like me. He's got a bunch of different fires, a bunch of things going on at the same time, plates spinning. And I want to talk to him about this newest project that he's got. And if you have any questions for him, the number 801-254-5855. But Connor and a few other of his liberty-minded friends have started the Libertas Institute here in Utah. And Connor, are you with us?
I am, Jake.
Hey, so congratulations.
Thank you.
That's very cool. Now, people who don't know what your aims are or haven't been to the website or seen the Facebook post or that kind of thing, maybe give an elevator pitch. What is this Libertas Institute? What is it all about?
Sure. So we are a liberty-minded public policy organization, commonly known as a think tank. We basically are going to really advance boldly and persistently and effectively the ideas of liberty to gain adoption, not only in the public's eye, but in the halls of the legislature and government. So we are basically trying to coalesce the liberty movement in Utah around a single standard and step it up a notch. Too often, our activism projects, our educational projects that we've done to try and push forward for liberty have been very disjointed. They've been very, incongruent from one another, right? Every time you want to do something, you're having to raise more money and find out who you can talk to and rally people together. We want to bring together the liberty movement under a single umbrella as a cohesive effort to really gain some ground for liberty. We've got a lot of great people involved. We got an awesome board of trustees, very experienced and established businessmen here in Utah who are sympathetic and like-minded. I've spent about a year building this thing. Took a little bit of time off, as you mentioned, for my second book. I had to work on that, and so this went on the back burner. But for about a year, this has been kind of waiting in the wings, and we just launched yesterday with great reception. It's been very active on social media in the past 24 hours, and so we've got resources, we've got talent, we've got ideas, and we are ready to really hit the ground running for liberty. Many of us have been involved in the fight before. We're not just newcomers to this, but you know, rallying around a single standard will allow us to be much more effective than we otherwise were, just each doing our separate things.
Yeah, this is great because I think that, you know, it's important for us to have many different organizations fighting for liberty. But beyond that, you're right, it's been a little fragmented, and it's kind of a bunch of people. I don't know, I get a vibe because it's so popular right now, liberty, that there's a lot of people that seem to be entering in, and I'm just, it sets me off a little, my skepticism, you know, like of the sincerity, like, are they fair weather liberty fans? And I don't get that with you, because I know since I moved here, and I was trying to get my bearings straight here in this state about what's going on, as I, you know, you kept coming up, and your blog is where I first found out about you, but you've consistently only gotten better. And this is really exciting because I think that you have that ability. You've proven it, not only to be consistent with liberty, but also to be able to match that with some strategic ability, with your ability to get the bulletin boards up, or, you know, the billboards up, and to write your books and to do all these things. So I am absolutely thrilled. What kind of things are you guys going to actually be offering? I know you guys have a contest going. Is that right?
Yeah, so, you know, we recognize that a lot of us have great ideas. We think our principles are very firm and right and necessary. But we recognize that in terms of strategy and ideas for how to go about things and maybe issues that we otherwise wouldn't have focused on, you know, we don't have all the answers. We want to be a resource, yes, but we also want to be kind of an avenue through which people can channel their good ideas for liberty. So that's the idea behind the essay contest. It's going to be a yearly thing. It's running for a few weeks. We're giving away up to $2,000. The grand prize gets $1,500. And what it is, it's open-ended. It's just liberty in Utah. What are your thoughts? How can we improve? What needs to be done? The rules are all up on the website, which I don't know if we've mentioned yet. It's libertasutah.org. And Libertas is kind of a funny word. It's actually the name of the Roman goddess of liberty, after whom the Statue of Liberty is modeled. She's on a lot of our coins and seals and official government paraphernalia. But that's Libertas. It's spelled like liberty, but without a Y, you put an A-S at the end. So LibertasUtah.org has information on the essay contest, $2,000. We're really looking for people to share their ideas with us and help us determine maybe a better path ahead that we otherwise wouldn't have thought of. We really want to open it up and incentivize people to think about liberty, share their thoughts with us. And, you know, the $1,500 is the grand prize. The People's Choice Award is $500. And what that is whichever article gets the most Facebook likes. And so that gets people to share it with their friends and go out and reach out to people that we otherwise might not have reached ourselves. And so really spread the message of liberty, get people thinking about it, generate conversation. We've got a ton of other stuff planned. We've done the past 3 years of legislative indexes. So we went back and analyzed the votes in the past 3 legislative sessions on our standards. We have a threefold standard at Libertas Institute. It's individual liberty, private property, and free enterprise. And so with those 3 guiding principles, which we flesh out much more on the website, we went through and analyzed all the votes and said, okay, what were the best ones? What were the most offensive ones? And we ranked every legislator. So you can go right now and you can find your legislator or, you know, any legislator, and you can see how well they voted for liberty. It's been so hard because people say, well, oh, look at, you know, like you've mentioned Ken Ivory before, who's very good on lands and
yeah,
money.
Yeah, he's good on the economy,
like,
but boy, his individual liberty stuff is really bad.
Well, and I don't want to single Representative Ivory out. I just use that as an example
that you can then go to the website
and say, well, let's see how across the board he's really done. That yes, these bills, fantastic. But then he or whoever voted against this and the other.
Now, are you
going to
be just doing state and local, or are you going to also be looking at guys like Chaffetz and Hatch and those guys?
We're just focusing on state right now. We may reconsider that in the future, but Libertas Institute not only is located in Utah, but we are focused on Utah. After the break, as we get into it a bit more, I'll talk about the history, kind of the progression that led me here and why we're so focused on the state. But yeah, the legislator indexes are just state-focused. We've got a bunch of other stuff. As we get into campaigns, we'll be doing candidate questionnaires so that as people are, you know, so many people go to the ballot and they're like, well, I don't know who these people are. I've just seen a sign or I got a thing in the mail. We're going to go and do the effort to go out to all these candidates and have them fill out questionnaires based on liberty so that people can really analyze, get to the core quickly of do they or do they not support individual liberty, private property, and free enterprise.
So the individual liberty component, I mean, is that kind of like a civil liberties for, you know, just for sake of conversation, a term people may more commonly understand, like, so things like war on drugs or things of that nature? Is that what that's about?
Yeah, individual liberty is not only civil liberties. It's basically the reduction of government to only the spheres of activity in which you or I can act. And so it's economic liberty and religious liberty and civil liberty. It's quite comprehensive. We break it down. So under Libertas Institute, we have 4 centers. We have the Center of Individual Liberty, the Center of Private Property, the Center of Free Enterprise, and the Center for 10th Amendment Studies. So the first 3 focused on our principles. You can go to the website, libertasutah.org. We flesh out for each center, what do we mean by individual liberty? What do we mean by private property? The 4th one is kind of unique, whereas the other 3 are kind of the foundational principles of good government. The 4th, the Center for 10th Amendment Studies, is to kind of push back against the feds, because while we want to focus on the state and cleanse the inner vessel, as it were, we realize that the federal government is continually usurping our rights as individuals and the state powers that have been legitimately delegated.
And to be fair, like a guy like Ken Ivory has been excellent in that regard.
Right, yeah, and so we want to have kind of a double-fronted effort. We want to we recognize that we need to push back against the federal government so that we can bring those powers that they've usurped back to the state level where we're legitimate, or back to the individual level. And so we need that fourth center for 10th Amendment studies to have kind of a more comprehensive push for liberty within the state of Utah.
Yeah, this is really exciting. So I know that you guys launched yesterday, and maybe you want to tell people the history behind the connection there.
Yeah, that'll take probably a bit longer. I know we're hitting up on a break. So
yeah,
I've
got about a minute left.
Okay, I'll save the history for the end, but I'll talk maybe about the reception. We did launch yesterday. It's been very positive so far. We've got a lot of coverage, not so much in the mainstream media yet, though some of that is coming, but just the social media, new media. We did a video, for example, that I would encourage everyone to go watch. It's 2.5 minutes long. It really sets the stage for what we're doing and why Libertas Institute is necessary. So you can go to libertasutah.org. The video is right there. If you scroll down a bit on the main page, it's only 2.5 minutes. But we wanted to do a quick, compelling, attractive way for people to share it with their friends and say, this is what we're up to. It's where the website, of course, is going to have a lot of articles, a lot of policy papers, a lot of thick stuff, and very informative things for liberty. But we want to also do new media like billboards in these videos so that we can more effectively communicate what we're doing to people who may not have a lot of time. Maybe they're not as fully interested yet as they would be in the future, and so we need to kind of entice them with these, you know, smaller versions of media that are easier to digest. But that video is going to be, and more videos like it, are going to be an excellent way for us to communicate to people who otherwise have not heard our message yet. We need to get out and reach out to people so that we're not an echo chamber and just talking to people who agree with us already.
Yeah, very good point. Guys, check out libertasutah.com. Is it .com or .org?
.org, but .com redirect.
Politicians
okay,
may
great.
Try to convince
Come on back,
you
guys.
That they can create jobs.
The number on the matchbook is old and faded.
All right, guys, welcome back. Mental Self Defense Radio. I am Jake Shannon. We're in the middle of the Boyack Review. It is a Tuesday. It's at 2:30 every Tuesday. And Connor is always hustling, which I like. And he's a man after my own heart. Connor, we were talking before the break about your new project just launched yesterday, and there's a significance to the date, and we'll get to that later on, but there's a significance to the date you launched it. It's the Libertas Institute here in Utah. You can go to Libertas, L-I-B-E-R-T, is it A-S? Or
A-S.
A-S. Utah.org. I don't want to interrupt you, but before the break, we're kind of talking about the aims and you know, how you got here. What is the backstory?
So in 2010, I was on Mike Lee's campaign. As I've said before on the show, I was the social media director. I was very involved in kind of the inner circle, if you will, and was able to participate quite a lot. At that time, my belief was that, you know, look at the mess the federal government is in. Look at the violations of the Constitution. We need to send people to the federal government, to Congress, who can fix it, who will more faithfully adhere to the Constitution. So I thought Mike Lee was the best out of the Republican crop. I signed on his campaign with the intention of helping to get him the Republican nomination, and he did. And shortly thereafter, as I then got off the campaign, I came to the epiphany just through reading and pondering and thinking more about it that really isn't going to work. And what I mean by that is that I've come to believe that working through for liberty through the federal government is like trying to rearrange, you know, deck chairs on the Titanic,
yeah,
as the quote goes. That for all the time and energy and money and political capital that we expend to get a good candidate in Congress or to get a good law passed or fight against a bad law, for all of that effort, there's like 5,000 bad things happening at the same time, right? It's like trying to stop a river with your arm. I mean, you can't do it. And so for me, I came to the realization that it's not the proper place to get a good return on the investment of my time and money. And it was right at that time when Tom Wood's book, Nullification, came out. So this was 2010. I started reading the book, and about 50 pages in, I'm realizing this is fantastic material. This makes the case that it's the states who historically have and in the future should push back along the constitutional line against the federal government. And so I'm 50 pages in and thinking, well, this is really informative and interesting, but I can't do anything about it. This needs to get into the hands of people who can do something about it. So, as I've, you know, early on in your show when I came on, we talked a little bit about this, but it was the Utah Nullification Project, and we raised money to get a copy of that book for every legislator in the state of Utah, including some other government officials, with the intent of encouraging them to read it so that they can then sponsor bills and engage in activities that would push back against the federal government. And we had good success. We got a copy for everyone. Many of them read it. We generated some good conversation about it. And so that caught the attention of the 10th Amendment Center, which is a fantastic national organization with chapters in about maybe 25 or 30 states. And they asked me to head up the chapter here in Utah. So I became the director of the Utah 10th Amendment Center, and that's what I was doing up until yesterday as my main political effort. And that was helping to sponsor bills and support bills and network with legislators in fighting back against the federal government. And as you know, as your listeners know, we've had great success in recent years. Clearly, there's more work to be done. But, you know, we've had good bills on firearms freedom and on, you know, food, on people's agriculture and sound money and Obamacare soft nullification and a bunch of other things that we've been able to do to kind of start pushing back against the feds. My problem with that, I became slightly uncomfortable along the way because I would join arms with these legislators to push back against the feds, and then they would turn around and pass a similar law here in the state.
Right.
So they would say, well, yeah, this is unconstitutional. The federal government shouldn't do it. But they wouldn't recognize the principle. Yes, you know, it was unconstitutional. Federal government doesn't have authority. But there's a principle there that no government should be doing it. This should be something left up to individuals.
So kind of like the no wonder probably these people also endorse Mitt Romney. Because the same thing happens with Obamacare. Like, oh, it's okay to do it at the state level, but not at the federal level, I think is what Mitt Romney's newest argument is. But
and it just boiled down for me to inconsistency. I've said on the show many times, inconsistency is the greatest political plague of our day. So, you know, I really kind of became underwhelmed at working with these people and supporting these people in their efforts when they were, you know, with their other bills violating liberty. So I came to see the need for an effort that would cleanse the inner vessel, as it were, and focus internally on the state of Utah to set an example to other states and to the nation of what liberty should be, that we need to focus on, you know, reducing the laws and regulations in our state and becoming a free society in Utah before pushing back against the feds. As one example, like half of our budget is dependent upon federal funds. You know, money, of course, being taxed, taken from us and circulated through the federal government and sent back to Utah. But opposing the federal government while receiving a bunch of, you know, the money that they've dirtied, you know, through their handiwork, is really unproductive. It's inefficient. It's ineffective in moving forward the cause of liberty. So it started about last year. It was almost a year ago that I came up with the idea, started working on it, started talking to people, and it's been a long time coming. We've set a really firm foundation. My hesitance in launching, you know, sooner than we did was creating something that would fizzle out, that didn't have funding, that didn't have legitimacy, that didn't have a network in place to allow it to succeed. So it took about a year. We finally got to the point where we were ready to let it see the light of day, and so we launched yesterday. This is our effort to say the cause of liberty is too important to have it be so focused on the federal government or just on the state government. It's a comprehensive attempt to push for liberty across the board. So we welcome anyone who can donate, who can get a membership, who wants to contribute ideas, participate in our essay contest. However you or your readers are able to be involved, we're only going to be able to do this together. As I said earlier, we want to kind of unify people around the single standard of Libertas Institute and get every liberty-minded person in Utah aware of what we're doing, supportive of what we're doing. We have a lot of projects. We want to get more videos created and policy analysts on board. And so these things take resources. We need to find people who agree and have the means to, you know, sacrifice going to the movies once a month or a latte, you know, once a week, yeah, or what have you, and start, you know, creating a base that will allow us to really move forward the cause of liberty in Utah.
Well, I'm in particular excited about the individual liberty portion because I do think, you know, Utah does some things right. Like, I watched your video, and you make a good point. You know, I still, you know, I'm just talking about one point in the video, but about, you know, Utah's done some good stuff, but that does not mean that we can't improve. And, you know, we've done things like Brad Galvez with the Sound Money Act and some of these things, but I really see that we're lagging on the individual liberty front pretty bad here in this state. There's a lot of intolerance. There's a lot of just trying to impose people's wills on other people's wills who are just being peaceful. They're totally not doing, just because they disagree and they're trying to force them. So I'm hoping that this added component, in addition to just the economic and the property stuff, I'm really hoping to, I'm 100% supportive of that. That's great. It's really exciting.
Yeah, and, you know, it's an interesting thing. Living in a predominantly conservative state, most conservatives really preach the message of limited government and free markets and private property and individual liberty. But as I said, it's the inconsistency. It's that they get in office and then they support things that completely violate that. Our goal is to help people say, look, you campaigned on this or you recognize these core principles or claim that you do. Here's where you're violating it. The unique position that we're in, Jake, and you'll recognize the irony or the awkward position that this creates, is that our potential converts are sometimes our greatest enemies.
Yes.
And what I mean by that is that the people who are doing the most damage are the ones who claim to be supporting a principle that they then violate. They're the people that we need to reach and convert and help them to understand the principles of liberty. They have the foundation there. They use the terminology and they kind of have some of the basics. But those are the, so we don't want to alienate those people. Our efforts at Libertas Institute will be very firm, will be very direct, but they will be civil. We're not looking to alienate people and just preach our message to the choir and to you know, not be effective. We want to gain ground for liberty. We want to win friends over to the cause. We want to be effective and convert people who currently may be quote-unquote enemies. But we want people to understand the principled nature of what we support, why we do what we do, everything that we explain on libertas.org. It's all there in the open. But we want to do it in a way that while it may be firm and direct and we may be calling out, you know, a bill or at times a legislator for violating liberty or doing something that they shouldn't, ours is an effort that needs to be successful. And the liberty movement, one of their greatest hindrances is they can be so bombastic at times. You know,
yes.
Certain individuals, certainly more than others. But we need to do so in a civil manner. We need to win people over as friends to our cause. I think of myself, right? I used to be a neocon. And, you know, I certainly know libertarians who were just extremely acerbic in their approach to trying to tell me I was wrong. It was a turnoff. And luckily for me, I had many great influences in my life and sat down and read many great books and had my own intellectual journey to come to this point. But we need to win people over. It's, you know, like that great book, the name slips my mind.
How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree with you 100%. I think one of the biggest problems and I really agree with that strategy because obviously liberty is small. And for us, you know, politics is a popularity contest, and we have to not be jerky, know-it-all turkeys, which is unfortunately the rhetorical style most people learn because they come to this either via Ayn Rand, who was the queen of being a jerk to people she disagreed with, or even, God love him, but Murray Rothbard. I mean, his style was just not good. He's a smart guy on a lot of things, but it just turns people off. And I think a more congenial approach, but principled, like you're saying, like being consistent, but saying,
yeah,
look, man, you're wrong, but I'll still go play golf with you.
No, I think you're exactly right. So, and actually, in the last few minutes, I want to switch gears and talk about Justina Clayton. There's a good news update there. So to maybe wrap this up,
yeah, sure.
Invite everyone who has access to a computer, go to libertasutah.org. See what we're doing, watch the video, share it with your friends, sign up for the newsletter, donate if you're willing and able. We're really excited. We've had a lot of good success just in the past day, and we have very ambitious plans for the upcoming months and years. So whatever support whoever can provide, we welcome it, and we intend to be a game changer here in Utah.
Yeah, great. Love it. So what is that update on the case?
So I got an email from the attorney, one of the attorneys who's from the Institute of Justice covering the case for Justina Clayton. He and I have been corresponding, and he let me know if any readers are aware of this case, and we can give a brief synopsis of it in a second, that there is an update that they're on July 11th at 3:30 p.m., they will be having oral argument on the motions for summary judgment on this hair braiding case in Utah. So they've been kind of dormant in the past couple months. They've been waiting for this date to be fixed. So those who live in or near Salt Lake City, it's at the downtown courthouse in room 420. Again, that's July 11th at 3:30. They're going to be having a hearing, probably about 30 to 45 minutes long. But this case has made national news. It's most people are aware of it. It's this woman from Sierra Leone, an African woman who hair braids her children, a very unique kind of African style, and wanted to be able to do it to others. And the state government came and smacked her down and said, you can't do that without a cosmetology license, for which she would have to pay a hefty sum and go through 2,000 hours of cosmetology training on issues that have nothing to do with hair braiding. She would have to learn all these other cosmetological talents and skills. So it's really a case of licensure, business licensure. Should Justina Clayton be required by the state to obtain a license, permission slip from the government to offer hair braiding services to other consenting adults and the kids over whom they are legal guardians? So this is an exciting development. We're going to see what happens. Again, it's July 11th, 3:30 p.m. at the Salt Lake downtown U.S. Courthouse in room 420. It's open to the public, so many of your listeners, I'm sure, are familiar with this case, and if they want to go see the latest development on what happens, they're welcome to do so. It's open to the public. There's been a lot of news coverage of this in the Associated Press and NPR and New York Times, so it's something that the country has been paying attention to. It's something that at Libertas will be paying attention to. Unfortunately, I won't be there. I'll be down at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas. But we're very excited to kind of see what developments this case makes in about a week.
Great stuff. Now, we had a caller off the air wanted to ask you about the book that was sent to legislators, Tom Wood's book. What was it again?
The title of that book is Nullification, and you can find it on Amazon for like $8 or $9. In fact, if you Google Tom Wood's Nullification, in fact, let me give you the direct address. It's libertyclassroom.com/nullification. libertyclassroom.com/nullification. That's Tom Wood's latest project, that website, libertyclassroom.com. The nullification page has all sorts of resources and arguments and things that will help people come up to speed on nullification. But yeah, his book is simply titled Nullification. I think the subtitle is like How to Fight Federal Tyranny in the 21st Century. But it's a quick read, very informative read. It knocks down many of the arguments that people advance claiming that it supports slavery. I consider it essential reading for anyone interested in liberty.
All right. Hey, thanks, Connor. Check you next week.